We're going to think a bit wider now about what's happening in the world. And it's very easy to focus week on week with what's happening here in the United Kingdom. And it's good to be, over the weeks we've tried to think about a little bit further than that. And one of the things that we focused on, one of the places that we focused on is the nation of Colombia in South America. So I'm going to try and do an interview with Fiona Christie, and let's just see if this works all right. I'm having a problem with volume at the moment, Fiona, so it may be that we can't actually hear each other. So if that doesn't happen, I'm just going to hand over to you and just tell us a little bit about what's happening in Colombia, and tell us a little bit about the work of Vive, which we have been supporting, if you don't mind. So I'm going to do that. I'm not going to try and do the interview because I think we've got enough problems already. So I'm going to hand over to Fiona now and just let her talk and just tell us a little bit about what is happening in Colombia. Over to Fiona.
Well, hello, everybody. Hi, David, and hi, congregation. Thank you very much for this chance to talk about Colombia and tell you a little bit about how things are there. Colombia actually locked down before us, mid-March, and has never really come out of it. They've tried to ease things and then shut down again, so they're still really quite restricted. And they have quite high infection rates. They've had about 300,000 confirmed cases, and they have had about 10,000 deaths. So they're still very much in the eye of the storm, like many countries in Latin America, and people are suffering. Because, of course, much of the economy depends on people being able to work day to day. They just earn what they need that day to eat. And so shutting down the economy is really very hard on them. And people who are already vulnerable on the edge of things, like the Venezuelan refugees in Colombia and in other parts of the region, are suffering, and in some cases are actually trying to get home because things are so hard. So really, things are very hard. And problems that perhaps were easing, like displacement and the killing of community leaders and the growing of coca, of drugs, these are all resurgent because the state is taken up with trying to tackle the pandemic. So really, Colombia needs our prayers. The people, of course, go on resilient and cheerful and making the best of things, but there are really some very hard things happening. Vive, the foundation that we support, that I worked for a few years, is going on with its work as best it can. They're very creative and resilient and resourceful, making the best of the situation. They can't travel, they can't do the training events with churches that we do, training churches to work with children, but they are making the best use of the time. So they are designing little devotional materials that families, parents can do with their children, and encouraging parents to see themselves, Christian parents to see themselves as the main teachers of their children and disciplers of their children just now. They're doing online workshops on the prevention of the abuse of children and of grooming of children on the internet, and using the time to prepare the materials for next year. So really, they're working hard. They're getting on with things in the circumstances. So things we can pray for. I asked Leo, our director there, what we could pray for, and they echo things we might have as concerns here, but perhaps magnified. So one thing would be children who are in home situations that are not safe for them, where they're suffering more, when they're not getting out to school. They are vulnerable to abuse in their own homes. So pray for protection and for the churches who perhaps are aware of this and wondering the best way to help. Pray for children who are not getting an education. So teachers and schools are working flat out like here to keep education going, doing things online and over mobile phones. But if you're in a very rural part of Colombia where many of our clubs are, then you don't have access to those things. So children that are already at a disadvantage are missing out on their education. And pray for Vivek's ongoing survival. The foundation is very grateful to St. Thomas's for our support and very touched to have that. But one of the main ways that it is funded is by selling materials to schools. And these might be quite small private Christian schools that are going to perhaps even struggle to survive. So the model, our sort of business model for the future, was to build that up. And so that is under threat. So just pray for Leo as he juggles the figures and works out what is possible, and pray for just the ongoing supply. Every year we say, this is the year, this is the crunch year, if we get through this year. And this was the same, 2020 was going to be another crunch year, but it looks like we're going to make it to the end of the year financially, paying everybody. And now the question is, can we make it into 2021? So pray for Vive. It does a beautiful work helping churches to reach out to children locally. And at this time, it's more vital than ever. And pray for the whole continent of Latin America battling on against this virus. So thank you. Thank you, David.
So Fiona, I wonder whether you would pray for us, just lead us in prayer just now for what we've talked about. Could you do that for us?
That's fine. Yes, of course.
Okay, please do.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you with prayers for the world, for things that concern us. And we know that you are the God of the whole world. You are concerned with the people of the world, the peoples of the world. So we bring to you the nation of Colombia. Just now we pray for its leaders. We pray for its public health leaders and people making decisions. We pray for the poor who are struggling to survive. We pray for churches as they try to fill the gap and provide for the people that are in need. And we pray for Vive. We thank you for all that's been done over many years through this project. And we pray for what it's doing just now, reaching out and trying to serve the children the best it can. And we pray for its ongoing survival. And we thank you that you've provided every year since its inception. And we trust you for the future as well. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Fiona. Thank you for helping us to just have that right focus on things that really matter. So thank you.